time, I think that you guys were on drugs, too. You were doing alcohol. Isn't alcohol a drug?
That is true.
I just wondered. And also, they say that drug addiction is a disease. You know, she really couldn't help it, I guess, if that's what they say. You know, it's a disease. You guys should have helped her, not hindered her.
Well, we didn't hinder her. That was one of my problems with this whole thing.
What gives you guys the right? I mean, did God give you? I mean, are you the chosen people? I mean, you know, say you got it easy. You got a good job. You know, everything like that. Got a house, probably children, family, and then you can make fun of a homeless person. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, and the main point of this was, well, first off, let me reiterate once again, this wasn't my idea, this wasn't my plan, but after observing
it... But you went along with it, just like a, you know, teenager in high school goes along with everybody making fun of somebody. You know, we've got shootings in Colorado because, you know, the Columbine shootings, because they're being made fun of and stuff, so you're just egging her on and egging people like that on.
Well, it wasn't really egging her on because there was no taunting of her involved. And that's what's odd and interesting about this circumstance. Our group of guys were having the only thing I thought was, why is this woman sitting at her table? Later on, I found out that the guy had called her over and even asked her for her phone number and all that.
Uh-huh.
But the point here is, like, she's not getting taunted. In her world, in her mind, she's hanging out with a group of young guys who are out having a good time and want her to hang out with them. Right?
Yeah, so you guys are pretty cocky, thinking you're pretty all that, aren't you?
Well, not really. I mean, just any group of guys, I think, she would have the same thing for. I mean, you're talking about a woman who's probably used to normally just, you know, being ignored and not being invited into things.
Well, obviously, you think you're right, and you're wanting everybody to be on your side, so I don't have much more to say.
That's not true. I'm putting plenty of calls on the air that are contrary to what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out that we were not actively making fun of this woman. It just so happened to be that everyone was having fun because she was there. And she happened to be having fun as well. She was all smiles the entire time. Maybe it was because she was coked out of her mind and out in public. But, you know, I don't know. So I see what you're saying. I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you know, seriously, people are being made fun of every day, and I think that's wrong. You know, a lot of people have problems. The people that are strong and healthy and wise and have it all together, you know, they're just in their own world, and they're making fun of people that aren't like them at their expense. That's like a jock in high school, or the groups of jocks in high school, or preps, or whatever.
All right. Well, thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate all your points.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Never at any point in time did I say, I want everyone to be on my side about this. That's why we're talking about it. We're trying to figure out, is that awful? Because, you know, afterwards, she had more fun after hanging out with us than she would have if she had not. She was sitting by herself. But, you know, I mean, so she got a little bit of fun out of it. In her mind, everything's cool. But in ours, it was funny because this cracked out person was hanging out with us. What do you think?
I think anybody that would mess with another person like that is wrong. I would compare it to talking to a retarded person.
What?
If you're going to treat a retarded person the way you treat a person that's on drugs, I think it's the same thing.
I don't know.
They choose that they're on drugs.
Right, yeah. You can't choose the way you're born. It's a little bit different of a thing, I think.
No, it's the same thing. You know, if you're on drugs, you're out of your mind. Same way with a retarded person. They don't know what's going on. When you're on drugs, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's not something that's learned. Like, a retarded person is something that they have to learn through their life. But a person that's on drugs, they learned it or got into it, and then it's hard to get out of it.
All right, well, I'm having a rough time with that analogy, but I see what you're saying. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
You guys are, you know, making more of it. And more or less, like, she's not going to think about it later. Now, the guy who asked for her phone number, she ain't going to get out of a number anyways. But if you asked her for a date, maybe she would have thought about it because then there would have been money. Cha-ching.
So you think so? That was one of the things, the guy at the bars, I guess she was a regular at the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, if she asked for money, you need to tell us because then she'll need to go.
There you go. So she was just, had her money or she had her drugs and she was, you know, she was just floating. She was buying time till her next high. And in the meantime, you guys were there. So like I said, you guys were her entertainment too.
Good point. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye.
And she just kind of summed up what my main point was on this. Even though, you know, you're making fun of her and you're using her for, you know, your grin, she perceives it as a good time to herself. So is it still wrong if, you know, she had a better time hanging out with us, even though she didn't know that, you know, it was obviously for a laugh? Go ahead.
I think that if you don't respect yourself, you can't expect others to respect you.
So, are you saying we're okay or we're not okay? Or
yeah, I'm saying it's okay. You know, that's, you should expect that. If you're going to do that to yourself and put yourself in that situation, then expect to be made fun of.
Simple as that, huh?
Yep.
Would you have done the same thing? Would you have laughed at that situation or not?
Oh, yeah, probably, especially if I had some beer in me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a given.
There you go.